When he had them all, and they were carefully stowed in his pack, except one nice bit he put in his belt pouch, he returned to the task of entering the mound. There was nothing to bite him now, and he climbed through the rectangle. There wasn't any pit. The level of the inside seemed to be a bit higher than the outside ground. A sudden flurry startled him half out of his wits. But it was just a bird that had a nest in here, and it left through the window with a rustle of wings. Once outside, it found a place to sit and began to scold and scold and scold. Johnny fumbled his way through the dimness. There wasn't much there, mainly rust. But there had been things there. He could tell from the rust piles and wall marks. Walls? Yes, the place had walls. They were of some sort of rough stone or something, very evenly fitted together in big square blocks. Yes, these were walls. No animal made anything like this. And no animal made anything like this tray. It must have been part of something else, now turned to reddish powder. At the bottom of the powder were some circular discs, about as big as three thumbnails. And at the bottom of the pile of discs was one that was almost bright. Johnny picked it up and turned it over. He caught his breath. He moved over to the window where there was better light. There could be no mistake. It was the big bird with spread wings and arrows gripped in its claws. The same sign he had found in the tomb. He stood in quivering excitement for a bit, and then calmed down. He had it now. The mystery was solved. And he went back out the window and showed Windsplitter.
"Godhouse,"
said Johnny.
"This is where they stayed while waiting to take great men up to the tomb. Pretty, isn't it?"
Windsplitter finished chewing a mouthful of grass and gave Johnny a shove in the chest. It was time they were going. Johnny put the disc in his belt pouch. Well, it was no great village, but it proved definitely that there were things to find out here in the plains. Walls. Imagine that. Those gods could build walls. The bird stopped scolding in some relief as Johnny mounted up and moved away. It looked after the little cavalcade and then, with a couple more criticisms, went back inside the ancient ruin.